Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the iconic blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Castos for more episodes.
The healthcare industry is shifting, and it's time to do something different. North Mississippi Health Services is redesigning healthcare, and we want you to be part of it too.
Well, thanks everyone for joining this episode of a new podcast series called A Great Redesign Strategy. The first thing I want to do is introduce myself. My name's Morgan Berger-Rowe. I'm a marketing strategist here at North Mississippi Health Services, and I have the honor and privilege of sitting next to Mr. Shane Spees today. Shane, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Morgan. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, I'm really excited to talk about this great redesign strategy. You are very well versed in this. So give us the groundwork. Let's lay the groundwork. Explain what a great redesign strategy is.
Yeah, so a great redesign strategy is really the culmination of a lot of work that's gone on throughout our healthcare system over the last 18 months. And so as we thought about how do we put the components of our strategy in a way that we can easily communicate to different key stakeholders, whether it be teammates, patients, our community citizens, a great redesign strategy. So A GREAT is an acronym for the components of our strategy, of our redesign strategy. And we intentionally put A, or access, as the first component of a great redesign strategy because we believe all great health outcomes start with great access. And so that's a key focus for us.
So why is that so important? Why is access where you wanted to start?
Yeah, so when we all think about access to healthcare, we've all been patients before, so we've had to deal with access to healthcare. And so it's really how you use or obtain health information, health resources, health services. So it all begins with access. And when we think about access, when we're a healthcare system that has over 90 different locations that a patient can access the services, plus all the virtual health that we offer to patients so they can access it through their phones or computers at work or home, we have a lot of different access points to our healthcare system. And while we think that's a lot of access points, we have to focus on the process and the approach that we can use to support patients to better access services. So when you think of access, it's not just getting that appointment to see a physician or getting that surgery scheduled, or when you're discharged from a hospital, accessing post-acute services like skilled nursing facility or a long-term care facility. Those are all access points in our system, and we need to make sure that that is simple, with less friction or challenges presented to a patient when they move from one location to the next or as they're accessing services through our virtual health network.
What about those patients that maybe start in one of our community hospitals? How does access play a role in their health care?
Really good point. And that goes back to how we're organized as a system and how we operate as a system. We use the term systemness a lot. And so to your question, systemness really means that, let's take, for example, a patient who may live in Tishomingo County, has an emergent or urgent healthcare need. They go through the emergency department at IUCA, and let's say they have a cardiovascular surgical need. Well, we don't provide cardiovascular surgical services in IUCA. So we don't provide open heart services at that hospital in IUCA, but systemness is, regardless of whether they're coming from the ER in IUCA or coming from a clinic in one of our 24 counties that we serve, they have access to anything and everything we have available within our system, regardless of where it may be located. And again, the location could be a physical location, or it could be virtual health. So our job, one, as a health system is to make sure that patient can get to the right service, to the right provider, at the right place at the right time.
We have over 7,000 employees here at North Mississippi Health Services. Many of those employees are our patients. But how do our teammates play a role in access?
Well, when you think about our health system and how a patient utilizes our health system, every single teammate across our system, so those all 7,000, play a role in access for a patient to our system. Now, you quickly think about our team members who may play a role in the scheduling of a patient, or they may be in patient registration who are one of the first to receive the patient, or someone working in the emergency department that takes care of a patient. Typically, most patients need an additional service or health care when they leave that particular point, whether it's an ER or whether it's in a clinic. And so the next point of care, so that patient moves from a clinic to the hospital, we know that there's, capacity, certain amount of capacity in a hospital. That patient needs to get to that inpatient bed. So our staff who are supporting making sure that that bed is available so that next patient can get in. And then we look at folks who may say in case management or social services that help get that patient from the hospital to, say, home health or to skilled nursing facility. So we all play a role in access. And we as leadership play a significant role because we make decisions about where we invest our time and resources as a system, and we think access is one of the most important areas for us to invest time and resources in.
As we look at the future, what are our hopes in improving access?
Well, there are several different areas. As I mentioned before, all 7,000 teammates across our healthcare system, regardless of location, plays a role in improving access across the system. So a lot of it is improving the processes that support access, whether that's registration, scheduling, helping move a patient from one location to the next, or it's just easier access to virtual care that we offer across the system. So we have plans to improve and increase the number of locations where we offer services, both primary care and specialty services, in those communities that we don't necessarily serve today or that we have a small presence in today. All that in the spirit of increasing and improving access for our patients across the region.
So let's talk about geographical access. When I think about Burnsville or some of these smaller areas, these smaller clinics, why is geographical access so important for some of our small towns?
Very good point, very good question. So you brought up Burnsville. So Burnsville has gone a number of years without access to a primary care provider. Fortunately, we established a primary care location there, have providers there. So that prevents a patient or saves a patient from having to drive, say, 30, 45 minutes just to access basic primary care needs there. So that's one way we've improved access. But if you think about how those primary care providers in Burnsville are connected to our healthcare system, those patients not only have easier, more convenient access to primary care, but that primary care provider and clinic can help that patient access additional services they may need throughout our system, whether they're located in Burnsville, whether they're located in the closest hospital we have in Iuka, or specialty services in Tupelo, or the virtual care needs that they have.
Well, thank you, Shane, for your time today. We appreciate you explaining why access is such a key focus area, and this first focus area in this podcast series, A Great Redesign Strategy. We have some show notes and a survey below that we hope you'll take some time, give us your feedback. We'd love to know what you think, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening. We are here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helps you understand what connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Castos for more episodes.